Thank you for calling customer support. May I start with your 5-digit zip code?
Zip code here is 85086.
85086?
Yes. I have two charges on my credit card that I'm unfamiliar with attached to this phone number. Can you help me?
One moment. Let me see if I can find an account for you. Our systems is running a bit slow, so just bear with me one moment.
Sure.
First and last name, please.
My name is Mary Lee, and the last name is Sanders, but I did not order anything from you, so I'm not sure who did.
You said Mary Lee Sanders?
Correct.
Could it be under a different name?
Well, it must be under a different name because, as I said, I did not order anything from you. It's on my credit card. I have a reference number here. Does that help you?
No, ma'am. Give me one moment. We're going to speed this process up like this. May I have the first six of the card that was charged?
The first six numbers of the card?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, hang on just a minute. Let me grab the card. Okay. 4388-5761.
Four, three, eight, eight, five, seven.
Yes.
May I have the last four?
3299.
Last name Sanders, you said?
Yes.
Can you verify your address?
The address is 42011 North Astoria with an A, A-S-T-O-R-I-A Way, Anthem, Arizona.
Okay. Let me see. You stated that you did not purchase anything. Let me see what this stuff is first.
On my bill, it's called On Track Vitality.
On your bill, it says what again?
On Track Vitality is what it says on my account.
Mm. Can you give me your husband's name?
Grayson.
Okay. I'm just making sure. Grayson got the E-Rex FX. He started a trial on the 5th. It looks like he bought two of them. Okay, Pure Formax Alta and the E-Rex FX was a 14-day trial that started on the 5th. It does state in the terms and conditions. On the 15th day, they will bill you the retail price, and they will continue to ship this this product every month until you cancel.
Yeah, this, we want to cancel this today.
Okay, give me one moment.
There are two charges here, one for 92. Actually, there are, I don't know, this other phone number might not be you. There's two charges, and for 92.90 and for 91.89. I don't, so it's a total of 184.79. I don't understand why there are two charges there. It's not clear what the charge is for.
Yes, because it's two different products.
Oh, I see.
That's what I was stating earlier. If he doesn't call, he will be charged the retail price of both of those products.
Okay.
With the E-Rex FX being $92.90.
I'm calling on his behalf. I'm calling on his behalf to cancel this.
Okay. Let me see. Do you know if he tried the product, ma'am?
I probably, yeah. He's not having any results. He's trying a bunch of different things, and nothing is making any difference for him.
Okay. All right. I know what's wrong. You just called and canceled it. Hello?
Yes.
Yes. It's saying that you called and canceled it. Do you remember that?
When was it canceled?
The 26th, 4th, 3:41. Well, it's 3:41 for me. But it was today. Let me see. Yep, that's today. On the 26th.
Okay. So you show that it's canceled.
Yes, it was canceled.
So this must be, okay, is this,
I don't know if he canceled or if you
Slender,
canceled, but I'm going to notate the account.
Yeah, what's the cancellation? Is there a cancellation confirmation
yes.
number?
Yes, I'm gonna notate your account, and make sure that there's no more shipments or charges, and then I'm gonna go get the cancellation number, if that's okay with you.
Okay. Yeah, that's great, because this is the same thing that is charged on May 5, and then it's charged again. It's charged again here with the two different products on the 22nd of May. Okay, that's it. And that's why I didn't know, because it's got a different name on the May 5 billing. It's got a different name and a different phone number. So I didn't even know it's the same thing. So those two bills were $6.70 and $7.45. And this is, okay, so this is what's happened. So the 22nd, we're billed for $92.90 and $91.89 for the same two products.
Yes,
right?
Because the $6.70 and the $7.45 goes to the post office. It's for shipping and handling.
So we still have to pay the $92.90 and the $91.89?
You've already paid it.
Oh, so you're not going to credit that to us.
Unfortunately, I cannot.
It's already charged to our credit card, huh?
Unfortunately, I cannot
okay, well,
issue a refund.
That's really a cheap way to earn money, isn't that? I'm sorry you have to work for that kind of company.
Make sure I do this to the other account as well. Blacklist this so you don't have to worry about anything else. Okay, that's done. Do you have a pen and a piece of paper close by?
I do have a piece of paper, yeah, thanks.
Okay. The cancellation number will be C as in cat, 2576577769.
Let me repeat that back. C Charlie, 2576577769.
Correct.
And there will be, am I understanding you correctly, there's no way you can do a refund on this charge to my Visa card?
I cannot do a refund. It was agreed in the terms and conditions that
on
the 15th day.
It's always in the small print. I know. It's just a cheap way to suck people in.
I'm sorry
that you have to work for a company with that kind of reputation. I feel sorry for you.
Well, your husband agreed to the terms and conditions, ma'am. I don't know if he's around, if he knew.
I'm sure it's in the small print, and that's how you suck people in to paying a lot of money for stuff that doesn't work. You charge this tiny little bit of money, you send them something, and then they forget that they've only got 14 days to try it, and they don't call and cancel. I mean, there's a lot of people, I'm sure, that have done the same thing. A few days go past, and, oh, boy, we got another $184. Right. Small change. I feel sorry for you. You work for them. You can't do anything about how they charge things. I just feel sorry for you. I can't imagine working for such
a disruptive
company.
Since I got you all closed out, thank you for calling customer support. Again, my name is Starling. Have a good
what
day.
What is your name? What is your
Starling,
name?
Starling. STARLING.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right, bye.